Hey everybody, and welcome back to Chester's Book Club, starring Chester and Mummy.
No. Mummy and Wiz.
Wiz? Who's Wiz?
You can read the book and you'll find out.
Is that the book we're reading today?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no one requested this book. Chester picked this book, but we are dedicating this book to a listener, James Stringer. He was 9, but I think he might have had a birthday. So, James, if you've had your 10th birthday, happy birthday. We hope you had a good day. And speaking of birthdays, we have a special shout out. Do you want it?
To my cousin Darcy. It was his birthday today.
So happy birthday, Darcy. We hope you've had the best day. We know Darcy listens to the podcast every night, so he'll be listening to this as he's going to sleep. So we hope you've had a lovely day, Darcy. We can't wait to see you tomorrow.
All right, because we're going to see you tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. So
Easter.
For Easter, yeah. And happy Easter, everyone. If you celebrate Easter, we hope you have a wonderful Easter. Could you stop playing with that, please, Chester? Thank you. Chester likes to play with the straw handles with his toes.
And if you listen to this after this Sunday, then just ignore it because it's not Easter then. It's already been Easter.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right. So, but today we are reading Do Not Open This Book for Eternity by Andy Lee.
And eternity means forever.
Yes. Okay. And Chester's going to stop playing with the desk drawer with his toes.
Wait, Mum.
Yeah?
That's Wiz.
Oh, Wiz is the main character in the book. Okay, stop what you're doing because it's already begun. You may not have noticed yet, but something is happening and you're responsible. I don't have time to explain. In fact, time is the last thing I have. Just please don't turn the page. Oh, you turned the page, didn't you? You little scallywag. What?
They go back in time. See, the car's different.
Yeah, the car's different. He's going back in time. Listen up. After the last book, I asked a gnome to transform teeny tiny me back to my regular size. He agreed to do it, but on one condition, that no one read this book. If you continue, drastic things will occur. So please don't turn the page. Great. Just great. Can you see it now?
Mum, what does that mean?
Drastic, like extreme.
What does that
mean? Severe.
What does that mean?
Bad. Big.
Yep.
With,
I know they're going.
With every page you, you're giving away the story. With every page you turn, I go back in time. I've already travelled back more than 100 years, and I no longer have a TV because it hasn't been invented yet. Can you imagine living with no TV? Please turn back straight away.
Mamba's got two exclamation marks.
Yes,
with no. That.
Can you imagine living with no TV? Is that better? Okay, so I'm getting corrected from Chester about my reading. From Wiz. Ah, you turned again. Where am I? Ouch. Darn it, I've stubbed my toe on something rather shiny. Oh, it's gold. I must be in the gold rush era. I'm rich. It's gold. I can't do it that exciting. I must be in the gold rush era. I'm rich. This will set me up for life. Let me stay here. Please don't turn the page. Oh, my word, you turned again. And what on earth am I wearing? White makeup, a large wig, and funny clothes? This place is very strange, but that music is divine. Good golly, it's Mozart. I must have gone back 300 years now, and I'm getting to listen to one of the most talented musicians of all time. My ears are in heaven. Please don't turn the page. No! The music is gone because you turned the page. Oh, wait. What's that? Wowee, it must be the best artist in the world. His name is Michelangelo and he's painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. It's just so beautiful. Definitely don't turn the page. Oh dear, medieval jousting is not what I had in mind. And that knight is a lot bigger than me. Whack. Nee. Yup. The joust has started. Get me the heck off this page. Maybe we should stay on the page. Should we turn it or get him out of turn it? All right, we'll turn it. Phew. Oh, thank you. That was looking rather hairy. And you've landed me in a terrific spot. This is the Colosseum, the most famous stadium in the world, built in Rome nearly 2,000 years ago. It's magnificent and I'm right in the middle of it. Oh gosh, tigers are coming at me and I'm expected to fight. This is barbaric. Quick, get me out of this page. Oh, holy moly, I survived. That was scary. I didn't like my chances in there. Heave. What the heck? Oh, I'm now in ancient Egypt building the Great Pyramids. What they did is amazing, but it took them forever. I can't spend the next 20 years doing this. Please, please, could you turn the page? Oh, caveman, what are you doing? Grunt. Oh, they've just invented fire. I must be 400,000 years in the past. What an amazing thing to see. Maybe let me stay here. I could teach them things that we already know now that they wouldn't have known back then. He's eating a rock, one of the guys. Please don't turn the page. Brr, it's freezing. I must be in the Ice Age, a period of time when the world was really, really cold. Sure, there are saber-toothed tigers and woolly mammoths to look out for. Yeah, that is a saber-toothed tiger. But the worst thing is my toes are numb and I didn't pack any thick socks. If you could be so kind as to turn the page. It's a T-Rex! Maybe being cold wasn't that bad. Turn back, turn back! Dinosaurs and this little blue monster do not mix. Hurry, I don't want to be someone's breakfast. Get me off this page! You turned again and it's just me now. I must be so far back in time that the world is just beginning and there's very little around. I'm probably back 1 billion years and I'm worried that if you turn the page, all that's left is the Big Bang. That's the large explosion that started the whole universe. So if you turn back, I'll be left with nothing. No trees, no water, no rocks, no air. So please, please don't turn the page. I feel like we shouldn't turn the page.
Turn it.
Okay. Yep, that's the Big Bang.
That's...
a Big Bang. There's a big explosion. He's in space. His eyebrows are coming off his face.
Yep, that's the Big Bang. I don't have that.
Right there.
No, that. Yep, that's.
Sorry, Chester's just reading the page. All right, the end. And that is the end of the story. Oh, sorry, Wiz was reading the book. But wait, if you ended up in the Big Bang, how are you here with me today, Wiz? Mm-hmm. You survived the Big Bang?
Yep.
Yeah, oh, great. Maybe somebody turned the pages back?
No, there's another book that came after this.
Ah, so you made another deal with someone?
No.
All right, well, we hope you enjoyed it. Oh, you did? Who?
The Goblin.
Oh, with a goblin. All right. Well, maybe we'll read that book another time. Well, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode.
And you made me go naughty all the time every page you turn.
Oh, that's no good. All right. Well, we will see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.